Now, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah says, Kol HaZorah, though HaZorah itself of the Beis HaMikdash, that means from the Ezras Yisroel until the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, HaZorah, the length of that was Meir Ushmein B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long. Aroichav, the width of the Beis HaMikdash, was Meir Shleshim Chamish, 135 Amis. Now, Min HaMizrach LaMarav, that's the length of it, from east to west, was Meir Ushmein B'Sheva, was 187. How do you have this? It's like this. Malkam Drishas Yisrael, when you first come into Shan Nikner, when you first come into Ezras Yisrael, that width over there was Achas Asarama, was 11 Amos. And then after that you come to the Malkam Drishas Akanim, called Ezras Kanim, there was also Achas Esriam, was 11 Amos. Together you have 22. Hamizbeach then was Shleshim Shtayim, took up 32 Amos. But so see there's some, 32 Amos. Now, Bein Ulam Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, was Esu Mishtayim Amos, 22 Amos. HaHechel, the Hechel itself we had before, was Meyama, the whole length was 100 Amos, and the Yachar Esu Yama, the Chur Besek Abaris, and 11 Amos in the back of the Kodesh Kodashim, that's why you have this 187 Amos. That was the length of the Azor itself. Now, Mishnah Beis, what about the width? Min Hatzof on the Dorah, from the north side to the south side, it was Meyum Shleshim Chamesh, 135 Amos. How do you have that? You have it that HaKeves, Fiha Mizbeach, was Shishim Shtayim. The Keves and the Mizbeach, even each one was 32 and 32, but one out two Amos overlapped. So together was only 62 Amos long. That's part of the width of the Beis HaMikdash, was 62. Now, Min HaMizbeach with Taboiz, after the Mizbeach came the rings there, it was Shemayin Amos, 8 Amos. Mokem HaTaboyis, the place where they had the 24 rings, was Esam V'Yabo, was 24 Amos. Now, Min HaTaboyis L'Shukhanes, from the rings until the Shulchans, were Abba, 4 Amos. Min HaShukhanes, from the tables, Ula Anostim, and the small poles there, Arba, was another 4 Amos. And Min HaNanostim, from the small poles, L'Kais Lazor, until the Kais Lazor, was Shemayin Amos, was 8 Amos. So, that, and the Hamois, so the leftover Amos that was still missing, there was Bein HaKeves LaKaisel. The top few Amos we didn't count from where the Keves ended until the wall over there. And the Wadinu Makem HaNanosim, the place for these small pegs also. So really this Makem was, it was two, Shtei Lesway Bechatzi, it was 12 and a half Amos. So it was 2 12 and a half Amos here, that's how you have the Cheshbon. That's how it comes out to be 135 Amis was the width of the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Sheish L'shochoy Soyib Azorah. In the Azorah itself, there were like 6 special rooms, 6 L'shochoys, 6 rooms. How do you have this? Sholosh B'tzofen, 3 of them, this in the Azorah itself, it's in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon see this is Mamish all the way on the left side of it, on the top and bottom on the left side, but in the Azor itself, there were 6 rooms there, 6 Lashkois. 3 Sholosh Betzofen, 3 on the north side, the Sholosh Bedorim, 3 on the south side. It's like this, that Sheh Betzofen on the north side was Lishcha Sarav, the Gears that should be on the Dorim side, was the Lishcha Samelech, used to have the salt there, Lishcha Saparvo, and Lishkas HaMadichim, Lishka where they used to wash off the things. So Lishkas HaMelech, what was this room for the salt? Shom HaYunayis the Melech L'Kovetz, used to store the salt, and used to salt the Kabbonis there. I don't know if they salted it there, we had this filter, used to salt it on the Kebes, used to store the salt there. Lishkas HaParva was that, Shom HaYumolchim Oirois Kodshim, the skin of the Kabbonis that used to go to the Kohanim, so they used to salt it there. And some say also on top of it was a Beis HaMikvah that the Kohen God used to go to on Yom Kippur. Mishnah will soon say it. It says here, the Agag on the roof of it, Hoye Beis HaTfil, the Kohen God of Yom Kippurim. On the roof of it was the Beis HaTfil, the Mikvah the Kohen God used to go to on Yom Kippur. Every time he had to change his clothing, he had to go to the Mikvah. Then Lishka Samadichim, what's that room? Sheshom hoyu madichin kirbi akodeshim. The insides or the intestines or the carbonis, you have to wash off there in that room. or mishomer from that corner over there, misiv oilo lagag beis taparva. He's from the lishcha of the madichim. There's also like a stamp, a ramp going upwards that you go up to the roof of the beis taparva. As we said, the beis tefillah, the mikvah for the kohen gadol was on the roof of the beis taparva. So you used to go up there, that plank to go up. Now Mishnah Dalet, the shebedorim on the south side, the son of the Gersa should be on the north side of the Azara. There were also three Lishkois there. That was the Lishkos Eitz. Lishkos used to store the wood. Lishkos Hagoyla. So see what that is. And Lishkos Hagozis. Of course, these are names of people that were menad of it to make it. So Lishkos Eitz, what was that? Samar Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. Shechachti Mehoyse Meshameshes. You forgot exactly what to use that room for. But Abishol says, Abisholeimer, Lishchas Kanem Godel. That was the Lishcha for the Kohen Godel. That the Kohen Godel used to use that room, as the Lishcha Seitzim. That was in the back of the other two rooms. The gag shloshtum shov, the roof of all three was the same. Seil the Kohen God used to use lishcha on Yom Kippur. That the Gemara Numa says that there's some call also lishchas parhadrin. It says there that shivas yom kodim kippur mafrishin Kohen God over the base lishchas parhadrin. You go to the lishcha called parhadrin. Of course, this mandiyama, this was the lishcha seitz. Now lishcha hagod, what was that? Shom hoyibor. Kavua, that there was a well there, a kavua dika well, the hagalga lost no love, and there was a wheel on top of it. Umishom maspikin mayim lechol azara, just like fetch up the water for the azara. What do you need to cook with or to clean with? All the water that was used in the Beis Hamikdash used to fetch it up from that well. The lishkas, the third room there, the lishkas hagozas, what's that? Shom hoiso sanhedri gedola. Shayisro Yeshevis Vedonia Sakuna. That's where the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the 72 card, the Bezn of 71, the Bezn of 71 used to be there, the Bezn Agodol, and used to sit there and used to be done the Kanim, to be done the Kanim every single Indian to see whether the Kosher, whether the Psulim, anything was Negev to Kanim. Who were then Levi'im also to see what the Psulim Ksherim used to dan the Alochas there. Who were then they were done from there was Yotzer Rol, the Klai Yisrael. That was the Ikkas Sanhedrin. So that was like this, that the Kohen Shenim Tzabai Psulim, the Paschalais, the Kohen was Tussle, something wrong, you can't do the Avodah. So Levi'ish Shkerm used to put on black clothing. Or Misatev Shkermen would wrap himself with black. And the Yates of Elatli would go out and go back to Sol, he wouldn't stay in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be Vishlan Nimsa by Psul? Let's say they did not find the Psul on him. The Sanhedrin said that he's kosher to do the Avodah. So then Levish Levon, he would wear white clothing. Or Misatef, his outer clothing, his talus was also like white Levonim. And Nichnas, he would come into the Beis Hamikdash. Or Mishamesh Yishamech HaKanim, he would work with his other Kanim, do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Yomtif or Yosim used to make a big Yomtif. Shalanimtsa Psul Bazar Shalan Akrain that they did not find, or he says even the day that they did not find the Psul in any Akrain, there was a big Yomtif in the Sanhedrin. They used to make like a Mishnah of Simcha. Yeah, or else the Kanim itself that they passed and they were kosher that day used to make a Simcha. V'kachoyim, this is what they used to say. That Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu Shlanim Tzav Psul B'Zara Shal Aaron or Baruch Hu Baruch Baruch Hu Shebaruch Hu chose the Aaron of Vonov Lama D'Shos of Nei Hashem Mebeis Kod Shekod Hashem. That was the Baruch Hu used to say then that Baruch Hashem he chose the Kanim and these were the Kanim of Zoycha to do the Avodah. Yes, look at the Masechta Midas.